Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
What is your name?
My name is Kyra.
How spell it? C-A-R-A?
K-Y-R-A.
K-Y-R-A. Okay, Kyra. This is Mrs. Hirsch calling. I am disputing a charge, which I know nothing about, for $54.97 on February 5th. February 5th, Hirsch, H-I-R-S-H. I don't know what it's for. But I do know that on January 31st, I was charged $7.95 from the same company because I purchased an item that they said I was a winner at a contest, and the item would be $7.95. Now I see that I've been charged $54.97. I don't know what that's for. Could you check it, please?
You can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you, ma'am.
60035,
correct?
Yes.
Your first and last name?
Marilyn Hirsch, H-I-R-S. H-I-R-S-H. Could be under my husband's name, Howard D. Hirsch.
One moment. And you stated Marilyn Hirsch?
I'm Marilyn Hirsch. The card member name is Howard D. Hirsch.
Okay. And can you spell that last name again for me, ma'am?
Yes. H-I-R-S-H.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just trying to access an account so that I can further assist you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I do see an account here listed. To confirm that this is correct, could you verify your shipping address?
7820 Camelback Road, apartment 111, Highland Park, Illinois. That was what? What company is this?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we are a third-party customer service call center, so we do represent several different companies. I do see that they have the customer here paying the $7.95 postage, signing up for that tablet.
Okay, so what's the $54.95 for? 97 cents.
Yes, ma'am. So results in signing up for that item, they have him paying a subscription fee to the store that sponsored the survey.
Say that again?
Prior to signing up, well, results in signing up for the free gift, ma'am, they have the customer paying the subscription fee to the store that sponsored the survey.
So that's $7.95.
No, ma'am. The subscription fee is the $54.97.
What is the subscription fee? What is that?
The subscription fee is to the store that sponsored the survey, ma'am.
Well, I have never received anything, and I'd like to cancel it.
Okay. I'm able to get this account canceled, and you stated that you've had this transaction put in dispute?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm able to get the account canceled. As far as the charge, I would not be able to issue a refund unless you can have your bank contact us, or you can contact us with a bank on the phone stating that the dispute is being dropped so a refund can be issued.
All right. So what are we talking about? $57.84?
The $54.97. It can post the account as a chargeback, so I'm not able to issue a refund unless we are informed that the dispute is being dropped.
Well, So who do I have to call? So what am I supposed to be getting? I don't have anything.
Yes, ma'am. It has here that the customer signed up for a tablet.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I stated that they have here that the customer completed a survey for a tablet.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am.
So where's the tablet?
It states that the item has not been shipped yet. So
And how many more charges am I going to get?
No, I'm canceling the account today, so you won't receive any future billing attempts, ma'am.
You're closing the account?
Yes, ma'am. I'm informing you regarding a refund that we will be informed that a dispute is being dropped by the bank.
Okay. The bank is Citibank, right?
I'm not sure. Who you bank with, ma'am?
Yeah, Citicards. And they said that I couldn't, it can't be disputed until I talk with you. So actually, there is no dispute.
Okay. So what I'm able to do, far as the shipping and handling, I am able to issue you a credit of the $7.95, as it does state that no item has been shipped nor delivered. And far as that recent transaction, I would be advised to issue a 50% credit for the subscription fee.
That's all, just a 50%?
A 50% credit can be issued.
On the $54.97.
Yes, ma'am, and a full credit of the $7.95.
So, the item will not be shipped, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so how do we do that? You have my credit card number?
We do not have full access to the credit card. But we do have the payment type in the last four digits, so it'll just post back to the account that it was billed from.
Okay, and do I have a cancellation number?
Once I proceed to have this canceled and get this further situated, I'll provide you with a cancellation number. One moment, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So the account has been canceled and the refund has been issued. Are you ready for the cancellation number?
I am.
Okay. Your cancellation number will result in C as in Charlie.
Okay.
258.
258.
917.
Uh huh.
014.
All right, let me repeat it. C, Charlie. 258-917-014.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
And when will I see the on my account? When will I see the payment canceled on my account?
It'll take about 3 to 5 business days to post back into your account.
Okay, Kyra. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day.
Bye.